Phase B. Assessing the current reality. Assessing the current reality is about clearly understanding the gap between the present situation and the vision. This is vital in order to create a solid foundation for any actions that are taken. This phase involves taking inventory of available resources, identifying obstacles and challenges, and analyzing current capabilities and gaps within the system. By gathering feedback from the community and engaging in thorough observation and investigation, this step ensures that the community's current reality is well understood, providing a comprehensive baseline for planning, expressing commitments, pooling, and decision-making. It is often the case that people simply value their money, or lack thereof, above all else. Lots of us are not used to identifying other forms of resources. A healthy common pool coordinates the flow of many different types of resources. Commons must take into account more than just financial resources to ensure sustainability and well-being. It is important to consider multiple dimensions of human experience, including social, cultural, and environmental aspects. Integral resources. Integral human design proposes a framework consisting of six types of resources to address these dimensions holistically based on traditional values. Economic resources. The management of resources, financial systems, production and distribution within the commons. This includes addressing issues like income distribution, wealth creation, employment opportunities, and economic resilience. Social or capital resources. The relationships, networks, trust, and reciprocity among members of the commons. Social capital is crucial for fostering cooperation, sharing knowledge, and building a sense of community. It can help create a supportive environment in which people are more likely to contribute to the commons. Note that the creation of commitments or promises, their acceptance and validation, and their fulfillment create a virtuous cycle that builds social capital, or trust. When this cycle breaks, it is a huge loss to a community and needs to be repaired. Human or spiritual resources. The combination of individual skills, knowledge, creativity, health, as well as spiritual development, values, and beliefs. This resource focuses on personal growth, self-awareness, and the ethical and moral foundations that guide human behavior. Investing in human and spiritual capital can lead to increased productivity, innovation, well-being, and a deeper sense of meaning and purpose. Political resources. The ability to influence decision-making processes, policies, and institutions that govern the commons. Political capital involves the engagement of individuals and groups in the political sphere, their capacity to voice their concerns, and the overall distribution of power within the commons. It helps to ensure that the interests and needs of all members are taken into account and that the commons is governed effectively and fairly. Infrastructure resources. The physical infrastructure that supports the functioning of the commons, such as transportation, communication, energy, and water systems. These systems enable the movement of goods, services, and information and are essential for the functioning of the commons. Natural resources. The environmental resources such as clean air, water, fertile soil, and biodiversity, which support human life and well-being. A healthy commons must protect and regenerate these resources to ensure their long-term availability for future generations. Exercise. Resource mapping. On a big piece of paper, create six columns for the six integral resources. Go through each resource and name resources available and needed for each individual in the group. Those resources that are in abundance for the community should be listed at the top of the column, and those that are scarce should be toward the bottom. Make sure this is also informed by the 6 integral resources. For example, you could prompt people to mention offerings that might not be commercially recognized, but do add value to the community. Trace the sources of all the resources mentioned. What does the community import? Note down the local resources, those that are found within the group, with a star, and foreign resources, those found outside the group, with a square. The resulting resource map will form the basis for developing a vision and action steps. Another exercise, Web of Symbiosis. This game will help you internalize how interdependence works in an ecosystem and how it can be applied to human communities. The outcome of this exercise is a visual and tangible representation of the community's interconnectedness, capacity, and potential for mutual support. It highlights the role and value of common pooled resources in facilitating the fair and efficient sharing of valuable resources. Number 1. Circle formation. Make sure you have a piece of clothesline, rope, or ribbon handy. Have the group stand in a circle after they have mapped out their resources. 2. Have everyone hold hands in a circle and imagine the support they can offer each other. 3. Starting the weave. The first person holds the end of the clothesline, rope, or ribbon and says out loud what goods or services they can offer the group. This could be anything from childcare, hair braiding, or farming to other professional services or goods. 4. Building the network. Someone in the group who needs that good or service raises their hand. The person offering the service throws them the rope, while keeping hold of the end of the rope. The person who receives the rope then repeats the process. They share a good or service they offer and throw the spool to someone who needs it, while still holding their part of the rope. 5. This process continues until everyone has both offered and accepted a good or service, or until you've run out of rope. The result should be a web of rope woven between all group members. To strengthen the pattern, the group can do several rounds of this exercise and even get creative with different services. 6. The group then gently lays the woven pattern on the ground. This serves as a metaphor for the community's collective strength and abundance of their own goods and services, and may lead to further discussion. This exercise demonstrates the strength of interdependence and the vulnerability of isolation, highlighting the importance of building systems that support and sustain all participants. Begin by fostering open communication, ensuring every group member has the opportunity to both offer and accept goods and services. Encourage respect for all contributions, regardless of their perceived value, and reinforce the idea that the community's strength depends on the interconnectedness and trust between its members. Emphasize the role of reciprocity in maintaining these bonds and explain the process of the exercise clearly. Ensure that everyone understands the rope as a representation of promises tied to goods and services, underscoring the importance of mutual commitments in sustaining the community. Another exercise, Beyond Barter Game. Beyond Barter is designed to teach principles of resource coordination practices, sharing resources fairly to reach a common vision. The game consists of 2 rounds, barter trade and pooling, each highlighting different economic models and their efficiencies in resource distribution. At least 3 players are needed as well as a steward. Materials needed: a bag of beans or other small prizes. This is to represent what is produced or the rewards of trade. Some blank paper which you will cut into pieces the size of business cards. You will need 4 cards for each player to write their names along with any goods or services they offer. They should end up with 4 cards all written the same, for example, Jane's Chicken. A timer or watch. A basket, bowl or gourd large enough to hold the cards from each player while seeing them all face up. I prefer a large winnowing basket, but you could also use a serving platter. The basic idea: the cards represent the commitments to the resources of the players. The beans represent the benefits that accrue from the commitments and are held in trust by a steward. We will imagine that exchanging to find a matching set of 3 cards is proof that needed resources have been gathered and the beans are your resulting rewards or production or harvest. Swapping with others to get 3 of a kind, like 3 cards marked Jane, 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 is like getting together what you need to get Jane's chickens, while the beans will represent the eggs you will get as a result from the chickens. Below are the game rounds and setup. Round 1, barter trade. To set up, each player receives 4 random cards from the steward, who oversees the beans, and players must swap cards with each other to collect a full set of 3 of a kind, e.g., 3 cards saying Jane's Chicken. 2. Gameplay. Players swap cards with other players until they form 3 of a kind. Note that both players should equally benefit from each swap. Upon forming a set, the player can trade it for a bean with the steward. The steward verifies the set, then gives the player 1 bean and takes the set of cards and mixes them into a pile. The player must draw 3 new random cards and return to swapping. 3. End of the round. After 10 minutes, close the market. The player with the most beans wins the round. Count the beans each player has earned. Use a piece of paper to keep track of each round. Example tally with 5 players. 2 players got 1 bean each. Another 3 players got 2 beans each. The overall total is 8 beans. Round 2. Pooling. Setup. Return all beans and cards to the steward and mix up the cards. Players again receive 4 random cards. A basket, representing a common pool, is introduced. If there are a lot of players, have a basket for each group of 5 players. Gameplay. Each player must contribute 1 card to the basket, spread out and facing up. This is their seed into the commons. Players can swap any card in their hand with a card from the basket or with each other directly. Again, players must form sets of 3 of a kind to earn beans. They will turn in completed sets to the bean steward, who will give them a bean and new random cards and return the old cards to the basket. Note that the basket should always contain the original number of cards seeded in it, because every swap is 1-for-1. End of round. After 10 minutes, count the beans each player has earned. Congratulate whoever won the most beans this round, but be sure to keep track of how many beans were earned in the previous round. Example tally with 5 players. 1 player got 1 bean, 1 player got 3 beans, 3 players got 4 beans. The overall total is 16 beans. Analysis and insights. Each round demonstrates different resource coordination or economic models. Barter trade highlights the inefficiencies of direct trading. Pooling mimics ancient forms of resource coordination, showing the advantages of collaborative resource management, reciprocal exchange, and sharing, leading to potentially higher rewards. Case study for Phase B. During their second meeting, Emma's group mapped out their resources in six broad categories: economic, social, human or spiritual, political, infrastructure, and natural resources. Kevin had building skills and leftover timber. Beatrice had a smartphone for record keeping. Grace baked top quality bread, but lacked a consistent market. Jane sewed clothes and mended tears. Yusuf had a grocery stock, but got stuck when customers bought on credit too much. And Emma offered haircuts and styling. Jane also had a strong voice in the local church and the Council of Elders, and Kevin was part of the Rotary Club. Emma had access to a freshwater well, and Kevin had a private forest near his home. Together they discovered a hidden abundance of resources and talents right in their own backyard. They then played the rope game and created a physical web of their potential connections to each other as a way to visualize the network. Emma's group then played the Beyond Barter game to simulate exchanging commitments. The mapping of their resources was drawn up and went on the wall next to the vision they had made earlier.